It's time for another Castle Valley FYI and a Carbon County School District update. And joining us in the studio today, we have Carbon County Superintendent Steve Carlson. Mr. Carlson, it's been a while since we've gotten you in. I think we'd have to go all the way back to the beginning of the school year. But now as school is wrapping up, you're joining us once again, and it's great to have you. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I think I started this thing out 9 months ago, and I guess I'm closing it up for the summer for us.
Yeah, that 9 months go by fairly quick, don't they?
Now that we're here, they do, but yeah. in the trenches, it takes quite a while for it to happen, but it is pretty quick, actually.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that's going on now. First off, the big one is we got graduation on Friday, and I mean, that's a milestone for these teenagers that have worked very hard to get to that point. I know it's a special day, to say the least.
It's a huge day, you know, and it's a day of excitement, but it's also a day of a lot of concern for superintendents and board members and administrators, because there's just so much activity and, you know, the possibility of, unfortunately, facing the possibility of alcohol and things like that. We just ask everybody to be really, really aware of everything this Friday, because there's a lot happening. We have Carbon High graduating at 1 p.m. at the BDAC on USU Eastern's campus, and then at 5 o'clock, our Lighthouse students are graduating at the Lighthouse, and then at 7 o'clock, we actually have the adult education with the graduation ceremony, and there's usually about anywhere from 15 to 20 of those, so we have three big graduations on Friday, and it'll be a big day for those folks.
As far as preparing for graduation, what does it look like from an administrator standpoint? What do you guys do to kind of prepare for it?
Well, from my level, the district office, we're pretty fortunate because we don't have to do much work, but I have been a high school principal before, and between the high school principal and the counselors and the teachers, they've been scrambling for the last couple of weeks to make sure there was no students that didn't have an assignment taken care of. They've gone through their practices, just the music. It's a huge process. I mean, it's our Emmys, it's our, you know, our big awards, our Oscar night or whatever, and so it's a huge process. And both the Lighthouse and the Carbon High School, they really prepare well for it. They have the kids, and they're just really a professional, well put together graduation. I'd like to congratulate Principal Bean and Principal Bianco for the great jobs they do.
Do they ever have to lean on you?
Well, they talk to me a little bit, but fortunately they've both been doing it now for, I think Mr. Bean's been there for 5 years, and Carlene's been there for 6, 7, 8, 9 years, so they know what they're doing. And unfortunately, the only time I get involved if there's some problem that arises that, you know, for some reason, because I'm the superintendent, they think I have the answers, so I get to face some of those tough things.
Well, let's talk SAGE testing here, because we've had a lot of teachers come in over the course of the last 3 or 4 months, and they put a large emphasis on SAGE testing. You guys are getting some of these scores back now.
We are, you know, and you hear a lot in the news about the Common Core and SAGE testing, but we've found that our teachers have really buckled down. They found out what the standards are in the Common Core, and I just need to say what the Common Core is, even after 5 or 6 years of having it, is a group of the governors got together and said, we need a more standard ability to gauge our kids against each other in the states. And so what they did is they put their chiefs of the education, in our case, it would be the state superintendent, they have different names, and they put their assessment directors together. I think 42 of them got together. They brought in professors and teachers, and they worked their tails off for like 2 years, 6 or 7 years ago, and put together what's the Common Core. The federal government really had nothing to do with it, and that's always been the kick against the Common Core, is that we were told what to do by the Fed, and that's not the case. In our case, the Common Core came along. The state of Utah decided to hire a company called AIR. It stands for, you know, quite frankly, I don't know, but then they developed what's called the SAGE test, the Student Assessment of Growth and Excellence, and that's how we've come about to where we are right now. And I'll just say I just need to give a huge shout out to the teachers and the principals and especially the students, because we have had a really incredible growth this year from last year's scores to this year's scores. So we're just really excited about it. And as you may or may not know, the governor came out against SAGE and the Common Core a couple weeks ago, and there's a lot of discussion about doing away with SAGE or redoing it, and it's kind of discouraging because we've worked so hard and we've got it figured out now, and we really feel like we've got it down and we're doing a good job.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the real interesting debates that you know, point of views that I have heard, mm-hmm. Governor Herbert talking about Common Core and talking about SAGE testing, and then you have Jonathan Johnson who's running against him on the primary ballot, and he's kind of had his opinion on it as well. What's your standpoint on that? When you hear two guys running for, you know, a Republican Party seat and kind of going back and forth with it.
Well, there's been a really strong conservative part of the Republican Party that's very staunch against the Common Core, and it's because of their belief, once again, of the federal control of this of it. But I've listened to it, and I actually got to listen to the governor speak to the superintendents about 10 days ago and explain why he did what he did, and unfortunately, I do think it has something to do with politics. Mm-hmm. But I really believe the Common Core has helped us to really get focused. You know, every anywhere from 6 to 10 years, they redo the core in Utah and on all states anyway. It was just due at the time that they did it. And so the core that we're using is a good, solid core. It's got great standards. And, you know, the one thing that's been confusing is we are teaching math differently than we've ever
different.
Taught. Ever. And,
right.
You know, if you talk to business leaders, and the one thing that they feel like they don't have is people coming into their workforce that know how to problem solve and be creative. And what we're trying to work with this math is to look at not just math facts, but the rationale and the reasoning behind math. And that's really stirred things up, how they go. And, you know, instead of having, you know, 6 + 4 = 10, they end up with all these manipulatives, and you have, you know, 5 sets of 2, and then you do all these types of things in the third grade or the second grade to even figure out how to do addition. And then when you get on down to, you know, calculus and all those other things, it's just really hard. But our math departments, I want to give a shout out to those guys in the secondaries and in the elementary. They have just worked so hard, because when the Common Core came out, there really wasn't a textbook that really covered, you know, from A to Z, the Common Core. And so they've had to bring together resources and parts of other books that they've used. And they've had to work extra hard to put together the curriculum to be able to teach the students, and also to send the information home to parents. And that's been the biggest problem, is we all learned our times tables. Now that's not even the theory anymore. To actually learn the times tables, you learn why behind it more than the actual math facts. So,
yeah, it's definitely, it's an interesting topic, to say the least. Now, you've talked about the entire school year, some of the things that are big. Have we missed anything?
Well, we did. We have had about 20 to 25 teachers leave us this year between retirements and relocations. And we have every position hired right now, I believe, except an English teacher at the Lighthouse High School. And so that's, you know, we've lost some great, great teachers to retirement this year. I won't start mentioning names, but for those of you who know some of those teachers out there, it's sad to see a 30-year vet leave us and go on with their lives. But we really lose, and we lose close friends and great people. So we should be ready to go. All of our principals are back next year. As of right now, you never know. But this late in the year, you usually feel like you're pretty safe. So we really feel excited about next year, and we'll be ready to go come August.
From a superintendent standpoint, does each year kind of take on an identity of its own? Do they start blurring together after a while? Or when you sit back and you assess, are some years better than others? And if they are, how do you assess 2015, 2016?
Well, this year, you know, and there are, if you count today, 3 more days. This year has been fairly uneventful. We haven't had any huge things happen.
That's good,
so
right?
Far. Well, that's excellent. One of the things, as you know, 2 years ago, we had the relocation of the sixth grade to the middle schools and the ninth grade to the freshmen. And that same year, Carbon High changed their schedule from a 4-period day to a 5-period day. I will say next year we are going to a 5-period day at both of our Helper Middle and our Mont Harmon Middle. And you probably had Mrs. Salas and Mr. Allred in talking about the rationale behind that, and it's going to really help us teach math and language arts and science a little bit longer each day and then have the other ones. So those types of things. But next year we don't have any huge initiatives like that. We're really focusing on doing a better job with our Chromebooks, doing a better job. We have a software program called Mastery Connect, and that's a whole nother issue. And we're doing a better job trying to get our teachers to be consistent with SIS, the information system for the parents to look at. And so We just are really going to work on honing and perfecting our craft next year, and just hope that we just get better and have just a nice, calm educational year. That's my whole goal.
Superintendent Steve Carlson, I know that the summers go by a whole lot quicker than the school year does, so we're going to have you back in here, I'm sure, relatively soon. I definitely appreciate you taking out the time out of your busy schedule to come join us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's been another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio.